traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You were with Floyd too, right?
Yeah.
Could you tell him to pay me, bro?
Yeah, I heard about that, bro.
Just like the rest of the money. I just say we go. These episodes have been so run and gun. Let's do it. We're still in Park City, Utah. Snowboarding trip. Jake Paul's birthday. This is the lodge. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast.
Let's
in the world.
Go.
We're doing it. They're running gun. Kevin, as usual, show the set. A lot going on here.
How you feeling today?
Subpar, Mikey.
Low energy. Georgie, how you feeling?
Let me. George?
Jeff, can you have George come out, please?
Can you have George come?
Guys, George couldn't come, but he's going to take a deduction in the amount of money we make off of this.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
You're damn right. You know how many shows I missed out of 320? Only on the ones that Logan said I couldn't come on. And it wasn't that many.
It's like two, maybe.
It's like two.
Yeah.
Georgie, don't like this.
The equity ain't going to retain itself, brother. I suggest you start showing up.
Now, Georgie's doing stand-up. He's doing stand-up.
And by the way, doing great. He had his first performance at the Laugh Factory. Crazy. I just saw the clip. It's incredible. Bro. No, the kid's going to take over. I'm really proud of him. You know why I'm tired?
Why?
Jake and his friends, bro.
Rowdy bunch.
They're still children.
Yeah.
They'll be up till 5 a.m. blasting music in the house. Hey, by the way, when you're ready, whenever you're ready, bro. Do your thing, bro.
Also, just on that note real quick. I think you're just aging up faster than everyone. It's not that they're children. You're business Logan.
Fuck.
You have different identities. You've been Vine Logan. You've been Toothpick Logan, which we had earlier today. And now you're business Logan. I mean, you constantly are on calls.
Do you know why?
Because you're just doing business.
Uh-uh. It's because I stopped smoking weed, bro. Yeah. I sound like a broken fucking record. As soon as I stopped smoking weed, I just became so like clear. Like all I cared about was like getting shit done. It's hard for me to find enjoyment in life unless I'm working.
That's not actually good, I don't think.
Oh, yeah? Would Bezos say that? This bee ain't going to make itself, Mark.
I'm not so sure that Bezos is even a human, bro, to be completely honest. I think he's a cyborg.
That's Mark Zuckerberg, that guy.
No, they all are. And by the way, I sent you a voice memo yesterday that was like 30 seconds. You were like, stop wasting my fucking time.
Because
buddy.
In the middle of it, you're fucking talking to like 15 seconds. Yo, this is the worst. When someone sends you a long ass voice memo and like half of it has nothing to do with anything. And Mikey, like 30 seconds to me? How much do you think I can make in 30 seconds?
A lot. Probably not could much as our guest.
Here we go. He's coming on. He's here at Park City.
He can make a lot of money in 30 seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, Antonio fucking Brown.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. Do you want? Is it?
I look pretty cool.
Yeah, it's I mean, this is the best we got. We're all just looking at us, just sitting on the couch.
Bunch of bros being bros. What's up, man?
What's up, dog?
How if it's doing? Easier, you can angle that
way
if you want.
Is it
better
a little bit?
It might be better if your back is against that one. Yeah, right? Is that a little
move
more
that
comfortable?
Box.
Right?
Move that box.
That's his product.
That's the product.
You want to do it now? I mean,
right, we set rip. It up. Let's do it off the rip.
I don't know. Fuck it. You got product. Dude. Oh, what is this?
This smells, man. CBD.
Oh, bet. All right. Colombian coffee, premium CBD isolate.
Yes.
I bet.
Smells.
Sick.
Were you having a bad day? You need something to smiles.
Oh, fantastic.
Something to feel good.
This is it?
Go for the smiles.
That a boy. You always smiling nowadays, bro.
Bro, you done turned full fighter mode, bro.
Fuck. I don't know what happened, man.
What happened, bro?
Yo, we have a crazy history.
Long history.
So Jeff just reminded me like 3 years ago, we were catching passes in Texas.
In Houston,
for some YouTube shit. Yeah. And then we almost fought once.
Yeah.
That was odd. And then I didn't know what was going to happen with your football career. It looks like you pulled it off and got back in the game. And then now, what, you freelance again? I mean, how?
Nah, you know, football is always my first priority. Just like you know.
Sports
first. In the meantime, you know, you got other little things that we do in the midst of it. But You know, I'm a player first, so.
But, dude, my confusion is, like, you're traveling so much, and you've become this, like, this, like, pop culture. You've surpassed the NFL, I think, right? Because you're making noise here and there. You're just with Madonna, Floyd Mayweather, Kanye, right? You're making, Rich Fashion Nova.
Shout out, Rich.
And like, we.
Fashion Nova gear today.
Oh, yeah, where is it?
It's on me right now. So you didn't even notice this Fashion Nova. Just Mayweather all these guys.
Oh, bet.
I'm getting a lot of compliment on the drip via Fashion Nova.
Well, bro, this is what I'm saying. Within the first 3 minutes, you already got two sponsors. So, like, are you making money, more money off the field than on the field? Like, do you even need football anymore?
I mean, it's always a pleasure to inspire people playing the game, you know. So, you know, I'm in a good position in regards of having an opportunity to play and creating good opportunities like this. You know, I came here today with my guy Jazz. We got connected with Smiles and the CBD product.
There it is again.
You like how I'm dropping jewels?
What are you doing? We get it.
Come
bro.
On,
you
got man. He's turning into a billboard. He's just a walking billboard.
Nah, but I wanted to tell you about my guy Jazz. You know, he's here. I'm here with him on behalf of this product, Smiles, to make you feel good. He got a great story. We represent, you know, lifestyle, feeling good, being healthy. And he got an amazing story. He lost about 250 pounds. And we want to encourage people to feel good, live their best life, and
you know what made me not feel good?
What?
When you went on the Nelk Boys podcast first.
Why you didn't feel good?
That hurt, bro.
What did it hurt? You didn't call me. You put me all these commercials, and you don't give me no shout out.
What are you talking about?
And I'm on the show. I'm on your commercial for the show.
Oh, on the intro.
Oh,
is that on the intro of the show?
That's a half a second clip.
How much you want? How much you get for a half a second right now?
How much we get for half a second?
We change it. We get a new intro. Don't worry.
No, I love it.
That's funny.
Man, show me some love.
That's funny. Oh, is that why? That's petty as fuck.
Yo, did you come out to Park City just for the show today? Is that the only reason you came out?
Of course, yeah. I came to represent the brand. You guys, of course.
Fuck yeah, bro. Where are you going after?
Going back to LA, man. Have some fun. It's been a long week. We've been hanging out with a lot of stars.
In and out?
In and out, babe.
Oh, shit.
Just like the burger spot.
Oh, that's shit. Right.
What you doing in LA tonight?
You never know. It's been getting really crazy in LA, man. Past week, it's been crazy. Studio, Kanye, Game, Big Sean, stars everywhere. So it's just out there.
Are you making a song with Kanye?
Got one brewing. Got one
coming
soon.
Actually.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe he doesn't. I gotta ask really quick.
Yeah.
Bruce Arians.
Yes.
News came out today.
Are you
fined? Yeah. 50 G's.
Yes.
For striking one of the players. What are your thoughts on that? Like, does that fit into the story or the truth that you've been trying to tell since all this shit went down a couple weeks ago?
I mean, it just showed you a coach losing his cool on the sideline. Imagine a coach telling you, get the F out of here. You're done. Then the next guy just slapping the guy. Not on the sideline, on the field slapping the guy. So, you be the judge.
And is that like a way that you would describe his like general energy on the field and off the field?
Yeah, a little emotional. But we all emotional. We gotta be able to control that, because you can't tell a guy like me, get the fuck out of here, you're done. You slapping guys, it's not a good look for
you'll
a
do it.
Yeah, I'm gone, man. You know. I just need to be, you know, like regular people, treated well so you could get the best out of them.
For the people in the audience that don't know the story of what happened a couple weeks ago, could you give like a quick rundown of exactly what happened? Because I think, you know, you've talked about it a lot, but a lot of people have seen just the highlight.
Yeah.
You in the end zone, made a joke of it, TikToks,
yep.
People going crazy, saying he's going crazy. What actually happened? What led up to you taking the pads off and kind of leaving the field?
I'm on the sideline like 7-8 plays. Coach like, they need me to get in. So he looked like, yo, I'm like, coach, man, my ankle can't get in. He like, what? What you say? Yo, get the fuck out of here. You done. But more in an aggressive tone. And at that point, I'm like, bro, I was out here hurt playing. And like, I'm done. Get out of here. So at that time, it's like, man, I don't even want to wear your uniform, your logos. Just put it down and walked out. But I'm walking out, 60,000 people getting excited. So you know, I got too sexy for my shirt and all.
You ain't wearing your shirt anywhere, bro. I seen a video of you in a club.
With no shirt on.
No shirt.
Yeah.
So, shit, there's a lot to unpack here.
I get that. So I can understand a coach belittling you and wanting to get the fuck out of there. And especially, like, again, you've kind of become the maker of your own market in a little bit, right? So you can do whatever the fuck you want. And oftentimes with you, you're not a villain per se, but the consequences are always positive.
Yeah.
Like, you don't really lose at the end of the day, right? Fucking 2 weeks after you left the team, you're with some of the biggest stars in the world.
Exactly.
How does that happen?
Just good relationships, man. Good people in my corner. And just being the person I am, having good people around. So I think I got some good supporting team, no matter the smoke or what people say, no matter what's going on.
And you don't give a fuck, huh? No, I saw the Uber driver afterwards. He's like, yeah, bro, AB was in the back, just like laughing and shit.
Nah, it's not a joke. Like, you know what I'm saying? No one want to go through that, having to not be able to be with their team. You know, I just came off a championship with these guys, so I'm not feeling good to make it end like that. I think the Uber driver, another one of those guys who want to get his face
for out. Sure, for sure, story for telling. Sure, for yeah. sure. It was a little lame, but I get it, bro. That was his time to shine. Hey, bro, the Super Bowl was cool as hell, man.
Yeah.
I remember tweeting after the game. I was proud of you, bro.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, that was cool as fuck. Because again, after our shit, I wasn't sure what you were gonna do or how to bounce back. Because at the end of the day, bro, the NFL is a corporation, and the players are employees. And in a little bit of a fucked up way, they can kind of just do whatever the fuck they want, unless someone like you goes, nah, I'm gonna take back the power because you can, because you have become this pop culture thing. And so I was proud of you, bro.
Thank you, man.
But what now?
Well, I gotta get myself healthy first off, take care of my ankle, and in the meantime, you know, we got things now, you know, music opportunities, brand sponsorships. So we're just gonna keep it going. And life, you're not about what happened to you. It's about how you handle what happened to you. A lot of people thought it was over for me. Remember 2019, they put me back in the same position. And it's all about, you know, where you at. You know, it's all about seeing your goal to where you gotta go. So for me, you know, it's about making that vision again to getting to where I wanna be at.
It's interesting though for athletes, like, to correct me if I'm wrong, but personally, I feel like athletes have a lifespan, right? You can only run routes for so long before your joints don't move the same way. Where are you feeling in your athletic prime?
I feel like I still got a lot left. Still a lot of work to be done. I still feel pretty good. Once I get my ankle cleaned up, I have it early in the off season enough to be able to perform and compete the way I want to.
But do you feel like you've become such a unpredictable sort of bomb of a person that teams are afraid to bring you on?
I feel like teams, they all got culture, systems, good leadership. I think with the right situation, teams just want to win. You know, it's all about doing your job on the football field. I think things get carried away with the headlines and the media and how people write, but in the midst of everything, people know I'm a winner, and they know I'm a put my best foot forward in regards to giving my best.
Have any teams reached out to you since this went down?
Yes.
Healthy contracts?
I mean, I can't play now, but this year, 2022, should be some good opportunity.
I was gonna ask you, do you have any regrets this year, last year, the year before? You have anything that comes to your mind of things you wish you could have done differently, things you got emotional on, things that you regret?
Every decision I made in my heart, you know, I stand on it. You gotta listen to your heart in regards of doing what's best for you. So anything I ever did, you know, I stood on it, and no regrets.
Which I feel. I totally feel.
Your ankle, is that the only thing that's unhealthy? There's been a lot of talk about your mental health, about potential for CTE. Do you feel any of that stuff? Do you think that's any part of the equation? Or
I feel great, man. You know, anytime you doing things people don't understand, they're always going to rationalize or what they think of your mental health or what it entails. But I'm just doing what a normal civilian to do. That's what I mean about the narrative, you know, controlling your own narrative, because I'm walking around and I'm being portrayed as such a bad guy based on the headlines of what a clip said.
How do you do that? How do you personally control your narrative?
Well, just by, you know, going to opportunities like this, you know, hearing people hear your side, because like Logan said, he only heard what they said. He never heard what I had to say. He just heard how I dealt with it.
I don't think people think you're a bad guy, you know?
Nah, but I'm an NFL player. Like, I got to represent myself in the right way. So I'm not out here just going against the rules to do anything I want. You know, I got to fall under the umbrella of the players' guidelines and rules. Stuff I got to follow.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you find that difficult?
Any job, any corporate, anything you do, there's rules, man. Like, I'm not above the rules.
But is that the kind of person that you are to follow that kind of stuff and, like, play within the lines?
I mean, people might think that because how I look, you know. My fashion overgear a little loud, so.
Shout out Rich.
So they might think that. But nah, man, look, I'm a generous, hard person. I've been knowing Logan over 5 years. You know, he done been in my house a few times. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, you've always been good to me. Exactly. Bro. You're not. I'd say you're a great guy. But I think maybe
I'm a
NFL
target.
Fans, that's
I'm a target.
Why. Like, yeah. I don't watch football religiously. So like when I watch a shit, bro, it's pure entertainment. Like, I think it's
a
great
sport. Is that?
Yeah. But I see how if you're like maybe a Tampa Bay fan, I mean, but I don't know what the sentiment is. And I don't think you're a bad guy. You're just a tornado and you're unpredictable. I think that, especially what you just said, representing the National Football League, there's a lot of weight with that. And look who just walked in, another tornado.
Jake Paul.
Oh, it's your birthday, kid. Yes,
let's go. Happy birthday. Yes,
yeah, Jake.
The highest paid YouTube athlete in the world.
Highest paid athlete under 25.
Athlete under 25.
Well, not anymore. Yeah.
Not anymore. You fucking old ass man. You don't like YouTube athlete probably, right?
25 and under.
Oh, God.
25 and under, I bet.
You've been, AB, you've been hanging out with somebody else that has people spinning the narrative maybe about them. Do you think the same kind of thing that happens to you is happening to Kanye? Do you think Kanye is in the right state of mind? Do you think he's got it together and people are just spinning a story about him?
Absolutely. I mean, it's been all about controlling the narrative for him, you know, what's going on around him, things being said about him. But he does a good job with handling and being able to keep himself focused on the goal.
I got a Kanye narrative.
Yeah.
So for Jake's birthday, we had probably one of the craziest 24 hours of my life. Skydiving on a helicopter, snowmobiles, backflips, 50 caliber rifles with the Diesel brothers. And these are like Utah natives. They fix trucks. They do crazy shit. And they got this tank. It's a tank with big treads on it, and it goes through the snow. It's called the Rip Saw. Apparently, it was Kanye's tank. It was Kanye's tank, and he sold it to them. And I'm in this thing, and Heavy D was telling me that Kanye programmed the tank on this little LCD screen to only play K-pop, Korean pop, a music video Korean pop on repeat. He said, Heavy D goes, I'm a smart guy. I've tried 10 hours to unprogram this fucking Korean pop music in this tank. And so what's up with that?
He's different. Sometimes we could be riding around, he could be playing church song and like really into him for real. So he's really creative with different music, different ideas and different genres looking into just to keep creative.
You were with Floyd too, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could you tell him to pay me, bro?
Yeah, I heard about that, bro.
Just like the rest of the money.
What number do you think Logan is on the list, would you say?
Logan gotta be up there.
You think so?
I wanna just raise me on the priority list of people to be paid by Floyd.
He does rep Fashion Nova with me and Rich, you know.
Shout out Rich.
So, Rich. The next check you were gonna pay Floyd, just get it to me, brother.
Yeah.
Fuck. Madonna too.
Madonna, yeah.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, we've been in LA, we've been in Delia's. We've been getting haircuts at Kanye and Craig's. It's been really legendary.
You have a favorite person you vibe with off camera? I mean, like, I don't know if that moment was meant to be captured, but, you know, is there anyone you texting every day or just hanging out with?
Me and Ye been hanging hard lately,
sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
And Rich, sure. Too. I seen all three.
Rich, too. Yeah, we've been going crazy with Rich.
How crazy? Because he called me, he said he's partying 6 days a week.
Nah, he went crazy this week.
Rich can go, dude. It's cool because with Fashion Nova, you know, he worked for so long on the brand for like 10 plus years. And it finally took off as one of those stories. And now he's having fun. And he's bowling out, man. Those rich parties are crazy. And it's been a while since I moved.
I see him all the time. He's a great dude. He's a mentor and really smart dude, and has built a fast fashion brand that's second to none. He's one of the best.
Have you considered building any sort of business?
Yes.
Anything in the works you can talk about? Care to
expand? Well, I partner with a company called Limitless. My guy Jazz here. We got IPO going public. We got a lot of great moves. I mean, I'm here on behalf of Smiles.
Yep.
You know, I'm an athlete. Usually I'm in pain. I see Logan's hands still swollen. So we need to get you something to make you smile. Smile CBD, make you feel good.
There it is again.
Wow. We'll give you a smile.
If you didn't get the message.
I'm a walking billboard.
You got to get this bread.
Yo, what? Drake poured hot sauce in a condom.
Yeah.
Have you ever poured hot sauce in a condom before?
Nah, I ain't got either.
What did you say?
Tabasco sauce in the condom?
Yeah, like anything. Do you think that actually kills sperm?
I don't know.
Yeah, neither do we.
You try that?
Do you think it would? I've never personally done it before.
So it's funny. I saw the headline. Drake, model like sues Drake for pouring hot sauce in a condom. I was like, this is weird, right? How does this unfold?
Yeah.
And I fuck with it. Because let me get this straight. She tried to like extract the sperm only to be met with hot sauce. Fuck you.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Yeah, you
like, that's
that.
Why he does it.
Yeah, you deserve that's
what,
that.
Sure, like maybe the hot sauce wasn't meant to be discovered, but it's funny. We're regular-ish people. You got to consider if you're Drake, like you got to worry about that shit. Like these girls are crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you a word from our sponsors, my family over at Barstool, the Barstool Sportsbook. Back me, by the way, we win. Or your favorite Barstool personality on the Barstool Sportsbook today and get exclusive boosted odds on the biggest action in sports. Check out our boosted odds under in the exclusives, bet with Barstool section of the app. Hurry, these exclusive boosts will not last long. You must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, West Virginia, or Virginia.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. Wow. They're expanding rapidly, by the way.
Wow.
Yeah, proud partner right here. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Tennessee. Call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 800-889-9789. Back to the program.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Yo, how much more football do you want to play?
I feel like I got some more time to play, man. We got a lot more stuff we could do. We got to, you know, get with a great organization, good team to be able to fulfill the mission.
Where would you play if you could play anywhere?
I play anywhere. Just a good opportunity.
You got to have a favorite. You got to have some favorite team.
I mean, right now, it's just about opportunity.
I'm curious. This isn't meant to be offensive. Do you feel like you're a good teammate?
Yeah, I'm a great teammate. I support my teammates, encourage my teammates, communicate to everyone regardless of role on the team.
Would your teammates say that?
Of course.
I want to give you an opportunity right now, because a lot of questions that I've seen people ask you, and a lot of questions I've asked you personally, always have the answer that I would expect AB to give. So I want to ask you this question.
Okay.
Is there anything in your life that you see as a weakness? Is there anything that you're working on right now? And what are you doing to be a better AB in 2022?
Well, I feel like people were made up physically, mentally, emotionally. No, not all the times, you know, when things out of whack, you get emotional, you made the right decision. And we all are not finished products in regards to getting better to be our best self. But I don't have no regrets, man. You know, some things I maybe reacted more emotionally than I should, just like the field situation. But in my heart, you know, from the build up of stuff that I was going through with the team, I feel like I did all the right things. You know, I could have probably controlled my emotions a little better, but end of the day, man, we all got to get better. We got to progress. Emotionally, we could get better. And when things happen to us, good or bad, how we handle them. So emotionally, I feel like the coach telling me get out, you know, I probably could have handled it a little bit better. But emotionally, you know, with all the buildup of me not, you know what I mean, not being loved and wanting on the team, it just like, man, I just had enough at that point. But emotionally, when things don't go the way you want or people don't do what they say, you know, being able to react to situations in more of a positive way regardless of the situation.
So just being able to de-escalate that feeling inside yourself, that emotional response, and
just react, being able to control your emotions.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
when something bad happened to people, naturally you want to react in a bad way. So sometimes everything don't take a bad reaction. You know what I mean? Just because something bad happened to you, you got to have the poise and the wisdom to be able to, okay, let me just do what's best for me to be able to.
But a lot of the time, so for me, that emotion manifests in my ego.
Yeah.
It's my ego, you know, and like sometimes I'll make certain decisions or do certain things, sometimes irrationally because my fucking ego, right? It protects me, but also that thing is responsible for a lot of the shit that I do. You feel your ego hinders or helps you? Or both?
I feel like, you know, I mean, really, yeah, ego, like I'm a football player, like I'm an athlete already, like what ego? Like your ego comes from doing well and like succeeding and accomplish goals, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want to say it's my ego. I just feel like if my heart, wherever my heart at in that moment, you know, if I feel like I'm being disrespectful in that moment, you know what I mean? I got to be able to learn how to control that emotions in regards to not overreacting. But I'm not out here walking around with ego like everyone should know who I'm is or people should act a certain way. I just believe in treating people how you want to be treated.
I don't.
Why you don't?
I lost that. Because it turns out, personally, I want to be treated super candid, super honest, and sometimes like honesty and the realities of situations is brutal. And that's the golden rule, right? Treat others how you want to be treated. But when I started doing that, it turns out people don't want to be treated like I want to be treated. And now I just hurt people's feelings. So I'm going to amend it to treat others how they fucking want to be treated.
Or how you think they want to be treated.
Which, I mean, everyone wants to be treated but like, bro, a lot of people can't handle like character notes. You know the amount of like, I'm honest as fuck with my friends.
For sure.
And I don't care if it hurts your feelings. You'll get over it. You'll take the note. Like, sure, I'll be like, and I will too. How do you feel receiving character feedback? Do you have people around you who are honest with you? Yo, AB,
I gotta have it. You know, that's the part of having great friends and kumbaya with the right people. You know, sometimes I need people to, yo, what you did right here wasn't right. I need to be coached up by a coach the hardest way because I take it the most serious. I want to get the most out of it. So I'm always trying to just surround myself with the best people that's going to tell me if I'm right or wrong, regardless of circumstance, to just kick it with me straight. And if they ain't those type of people, then I shouldn't be with them.
Yeah, facts. It's good.
Is there anything else that you're doing right now to advance yourself to that place of like more like stoic and relaxed? Do you do anything like meditation or is it just smiles, CBD?
Smile, CBD, Fashion Nova, keeping me feeling good.
He's fucking
Fashion Nova. Fuck, bro. Yeah. You know, Rich is paying him, bro. Hey, Rich, Nova. Cut us the check. The money you're gonna pay AB, match us, and the money you're gonna pay Floyd, send it to me. Fucking hell, please. No, bro. Even when we had our little like whatever back in the day, the little beef.
Yeah.
And I met you face to face on that stage.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to expect.
I know.
I didn't know.
Started to beat the fuck out of you right there,
bro. I didn't know if that's what was gonna. I was like, okay.
He was like, what's gonna happen? I'm like, bro, are we going to jail tonight? That what you try doing this?
I don't know. Rick Ross was there.
Yeah.
Randomly,
I had Russ like, there. Russ there was all his goons.
Right.
You know, we was loaded.
Rick Ross in the back goes, 25 million.
I'm like, Ross trying to get the biggest deal out.
And the funny thing about it is, we laughed when he said 25 million. Now 25 million ain't even that big of a deal for this shit.
But we already knew Logan. Crazy. I knew Logan was headed that way.
I
that's why I told him.
Crazy.
He thought we was crazy. He called me and said, like, bro, we ain't got fucking 24 million. I'm like, bro, this the standard.
Yo, you were right.
I told you.
You were right. You were ahead of your time, AB.
He said, lo, 24 million. He like, bro, we only got about 2 to 4 million. And like,
nah, but bro, you're just, you're peaceful.
Thank you,
You're a peaceful guy. I wonder if, I mean, I don't want to like target a whole, but like NFL fans, right? can get emotional for sure. I don't know for, I'm only literally judging this off of me watching Evan watch football and watching him either score touchdowns or drop the ball.
On his favorite Steelers. Team, the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, you.
Yeah.
You from the pit, not the palace.
No,
huh?
Nah.
But you like Pittsburgh, man.
No, not him. Evan.
Nah, Evan, the other guy.
Yeah.
All right, shout out to Evan.
Let's go.
He'll love that.
Let's go.
He'll love that.
Yeah, bro. And I had you on my fantasy team like I don't know how long you've been playing. Maybe 8 years, 9 years ago. And you did great for me that year. It was fantastic. But I think maybe NFL fans are a little more biased with you because you either score them points on their fantasy team or win the money or lose the money.
They either
like
love
whatever.
Or hate it. That's it. Either love or hate it.
Yeah, emotionally tied. Depending on how they fantasy league go.
Like, I don't give a fuck. I think you're entertaining, right? So that's
that's enough for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Steelers, Ben retiring.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? And was Ben portrayed properly by this media that you talk about? Who's the Ben Roethlisberger that you know? And are any of the things that are said about him true?
Yeah, sure. Shout out to Ben Roethlisberger, one of the great quarterbacks of all time, on a great career. You know, I couldn't have a lot of my success without playing with a great quarterback like Big Ben. And he was another one of those guys like myself who's been targeted or destroyed by the media based on what he went through and what he got through. But he's a great guy, great quarterback. I had a lot of success playing with him, and he's a marquee quarterback, man. 20-plus years at the Steelers.
That's
Super
crazy.
Bowl champion.
That's so long.
I mean, what else you going to say, man? He's the best.
Not the only marquee quarterback that you've played with.
Yeah.
Talked to Tommy lately?
Of course.
Y'all cool?
Of course. I mean, he didn't like how it ended off the field, but, I mean, he don't got control of the coach telling me to get the hell out of here or get the fuck out of here, and you done. So, obviously, he'll like me to, you know, kept playing and do what we desire to do. Obviously, I would have liked to too, but just unfortunate of emotions and how the whole year panned out. But
he understands.
Yeah,
it's got to be tough, man. You develop these relationships with these people who are your friends, but also business partners,
coworkers, colleagues, you know, teammates
who also you know, again. You're kind of in control, but you're kind of not. Like, NFL, Tampa Bay, like, you're being pawned around if they choose.
Exactly.
Who's your best homie in the NFL? Who's your best friend, like, teammate that you've ever played with or person that you're closest to?
I mean, I got a lot of teammates that I love, and I'm close to pretty much all of them. These are guys you bleed with, you go to war with, you win with, you lose with. You spend a lot of time with these guys, so... But the thing with the NFL, like, Logan could be my teammate, and next year he's gone. So, really, on these teams, man, you have good people in your corner, but you never really know which player you're playing with is your lifetime friend, because we only playing with each other for the moment and for the game of our work. You know, after that, you know, people go their own places, and when the season's over, when game's over, we all got our own personal lives. So, it's not like, you know, everyone's going to know each other and deal with each other for the rest of their lives. So,
nothing that's, like, outlasted that teammate bond? Like, no people that...
I mean, I got a lot of guys I could mention, but it's like...
That's crazy. Like, imagine, right, if someone was like, hey, I want Mikey on my podcast.
We
got to move to Utah.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're gone.
Fuck
yo,
that.
Peace, bro. It's been
fuck
real.
That.
I guess it's just, like, a different game. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, a different space.
The NFL never ceases to amaze me. It's such a dynamic corporation. Even like, I'm confused how you're staying in shape and staying football ready. Yeah. Again, with all your traveling and going out, and like, you train today?
Of course, every morning.
What do you do?
Did a little yoga, stretching, loosening up. You know, right now I can't pound on my ankle, but I do my core, glutes. Make sure I keep a little wind.
You drink?
No, I don't drink.
Smoke?
I don't smoke.
The second answer took a little longer than the first one.
I mean, whatever. I'm telling you guys. you guys ain't probation officers. If I did, I tell you guys.
Yo, can you bring the cup? He's got to be in the cup. Bring him the cup. Yo, you Web3 ready? You fuck with NFTs?
Yeah, we've been working on a couple too.
It's good. It's good. Mike had this tweet I don't know if you saw this. Can you, do you remember what it was? I thought it was really wise.
Oh shit.
This,
fuck. I'm drawing a blank.
No. That tweet with the celebrities or like culture viral
people. Oh yeah. I just said that. I think like, it's weird to say it, but it's like, we're in this time, like day and age where like celebrities and athletes should almost have like an NFT collection ready to launch. So when something like what happened to you a couple weeks ago happens,
like imagine at the drop of a pin, you can drop 10,000 Antonio Brown fucking
NFTs, like, Tom Brady's, like they all got little NFTs on the blockchain and you could just pop them off.
That'd be pretty impressive.
No, I mean, bro.
Just get it ready on ice.
Have it ready and the next viral thing you do, just drop it. It's a quick way to make a lot of money, you know?
Right away.
Something to think about.
I like that. Next big drop.
I don't know, maybe.
You got any apes? You got any crypto punks? Land in the sandbox?
I got a couple of my sleeves.
Yeah? Just your own projects?
Coming. Yeah.
Good. Because, bro, from the outside, I'm witnessing, like, this, I don't know if departure is the right word, but you're doing what a lot of professional athletes fail to do in, like, making a brand of your own. And with that comes a lot of power and potential to make a lot of fucking money if you play your cards right. You got a good team, right? Sure. And I think building businesses off the brand that you're now making is something definitely. I'd be putting all your energy into it. That's why I'm like, yo, you don't even need to play football anymore.
It's an opportunity though, but we got to do right for the kids, you know. Kids who watch me play, the kids who watch me run off the field, you know, with the memes, the hype. You know, we want to let kids know that, you know, you got to play the game right. You know, you got to control your emotions. So for me, the other things is great, but you know, at the end of the day, when you finish your life and you finish your, and you look back, you know, you're gonna want, it's all about how you made people feel and what you've done to leave a legacy. And football is that game that, you know, I played since a kid, that give other kids hope and encouragement, be them best selves. So I think I still got a lot more, regardless of the opportunities that we create, because obviously I'm a 12-year NFL player. I'm not playing for money, you know, I'm playing for legacy and to be a champion. So.
You feel like you have haters online?
We all got haters, but I'm not worried. I don't worry about my haters.
Do you feel like you have haters in person?
Of course.
People come up to you and talk shit in person?
All the time.
Really? Actually?
Not to my face, but like.
Yeah, but like driving on the car, you know, running by.
You got the hater blockers coming out.
Yeah, these the hater blockers.
The blockers. Shit.
I could smell them when I put that on.
You're moving so fast with those right now.
No, like that.
You're flying. You're going. You're in light
I'm
speed,
ski ready
bro.
Right now.
He's already back in LA with those shits on. Right
I'm
now.
More.
I just feel like
I'm working on the Yeezy deal. Got the boost,
that.
You know.
This is crazy.
You like that? Hello.
The moon shoes.
You like that?
I don't know if I could pull
that
off.
The Skyrockers.
Those are sharp.
Those are fire.
I don't know if I could do it, bro. I'm pretty, like, I'm wearing a Mighty Ducks jersey. That's
we
good.
Suck at style.
Do you like Johnny Bravo?
I look like Johnny Bravo.
Yeah, bro. Why you don't just wear black tees like Johnny Bravo?
I like the idea of picking one outfit and just going with it. Zuckerberg does it. Back to where we started. Zuckerberg
does
it.
You know why, right?
Less decision maker.
Correct.
I 100% feel it. It's so, bro, like, I don't know.
They open the closet. There's 18 gray tees and 18 dark blue pairs of jeans. Throws them on, walks out the closet in 2 seconds and goes to work.
Those guys don't get the girls.
So. Those guys don't get the girls. Are you sure? You seen Bezos, girl?
For sure.
Everybody get the girls.
Especially big old Jeff B.
Well, is that Bezos' girl or is that Leo's girl?
Jeff, how dare you?
Some gonna get
how
him
dare
up.
You imply?
Nah, Bezos. Yo, I don't know. Like you seen Bezos lately? That dude is jacked. I would never. That dude is jacked right now.
Bezos fucks.
All the shit. Tests.
Nah, the chopper I jumped out of the other day, the guy I was strapped to, the last guy that was strapped to him, Jeff B.
Crazy.
Bezos be jumping out of helicopters.
Went from selling books to just wheeling Bezos.
And Kanye too is like, again, I was riding in this Ripsaw and they're like, yeah, this was Kanye's tank. I'm like, oh, these fucking rich people like to have fun. They like to go crazy. Like, at what point is life just dull? You know, like, when are you going to jump out of a plane or buy a tank?
I got a couple ones that are coming.
Yeah.
Tanks.
But we got to live life, man. Life's about living.
Yeah.
You got to do what make you happy.
Yeah, professional life liver. That's what I want to put on my resume.
Yeah, that's our jobs.
Yeah.
To just live.
You got a family?
Of course. Big family. I got like 6 kids, 5 little ABs coming. Yeah.
Five
boys.
No way.
Five little ABs.
Oh, the way you explained it, you said five coming, like you had five on the way, like yeah. all right now.
Now that they're
like,
coming behind
got
me.
It, got it, got it. That makes sense. That makes sense.
You
okay,
got five
got
sons?
Yeah, five.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
You see a lot of ABs.
That's a lot of Browns putzing around.
Bro, yeah, if you have a lot, bro, if you have a few more, you could start a full football team.
We got a basketball team.
Oh, basketball. Oh, yeah, right now you got a b-ball team. That's true. Just all of them, all yeah. athletes, bro. Dude,
what about child support?
It's booming.
He putting yeah, them on. No, baby mama's thriving.
Now, listen,
bro.
Listen. All my baby mamas, they don't even put me on child support. Mutual agreements, like the government not dipping in my stash. They're bet. Not going to oh. show my weight.
Oh, bet. Sharp.
Yeah.
You know, I never found that problematic. My my dad would make a big fuss about a prenup and child support and, you know, not knocking up a random girl, but I don't mind supporting my child.
What about five?
I mind that.
Yeah. How does that work exactly? Because you know how they take, like, even Kanye said, like, she's gonna leave with half, right, in that song. When you do one, you give half to them.
That's what I'm
when
what
the
I'm
second
about.
One comes, do they come for half of the half? Then when the third one comes, do they come for half like a half? Pound and at what point do you have to use like either a triple beam scale or some sort of like little hanging device to find out how much money you actually have left? Like you're down to like a bunch of zeros yeah. after a decimal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a small percentage of actual earnings. Yeah.
The key is to just make more earnings. Don't put yourself in a position.
The more money you make, the more babies you could have.
Nah, I ain't telling you that.
All right.
I'm just saying, making the baby just had a responsibility to take care of that.
Gotcha.
If not, then you ain't no man.
That's a fact.
Have you been, well, let me preface. Were all five intentional or were all five unintentional?
I mean, it's all intentional.
Are you being more careful now?
I mean, I'm done, man. I got six kids. I mean, how many more I need?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you're celibate?
At what point?
I ain't celibate, you know.
Surgical pullout or contraceptives? Like, which one are you rolling with?
Nah, man.
It's a hot sauce, right?
Hot sauce? I said, speaking of brands, I said Drake should have dropped the hot sauce immediately. Immediately,
oh
bro.
Oh, my God. It's brilliant.
OVO
hot sauce.
Medium strength hot sauce. And for those big loads, super hot. Fiery hot. OVO hot sauce. Dump it right in the condom after you have sex.
You're
kills
smarter
everything.
Than you look, Mikey. You need this guy. You should need this guy.
He's ready for fire.
I know one of your guys. I know Brian Davis.
Oh, you know Brian Davis? My guy. Yeah, he told me he knew you.
Same spot in Connecticut.
He told me.
Long time. I know him longer than anybody else in this room.
That's the family.
Yeah.
So look, bro.
Yeah.
This time next year.
Yes.
Where you at?
This time next year, we're in the playoffs, man. I'm balling for somebody.
That a fucking boy.
Jake Paul. You know the boxer?
Of course.
He said he got hands on the football field too and was talking about potentially going out as a
Yeah, he told me he always wanted to play football.
Oh, really?
I told him.
Why don't you get on here? Do we have extra mic?
He could sit with us.
Yeah, get Jake on here.
We do, right?
Get this young champion on.
Just
the
pop him in right here. He could use mine.
Do you want to come on for a sec, Jake?
Yeah, let's do it.
Here, I'll move down. Or Jakey. Or you move down.
What's up, yo, Jakey?
Last time we were together, we were
young knockout artist.
Shutting down the UFC event.
Nice. Young knockout artist.
Impulsive on a budget.
You got a whole ass cat on
it. You hit him up to teach you how to play football?
Yeah, after I was at the UFC event, I was like, yo, like I'm actually serious about being a receiver or a safety, but I think I'd be a slot receiver. Yeah, and he was like, yeah, I have a whole facility. We could run some routes.
Let's get him going.
Hey, AB, he has hands.
He told me his first love was football, so yeah. I think Jake's more of a safety. He want to hit some shit.
Yeah, I just don't know if I would want people to score touchdowns on me. It would hurt my ego.
What would you do?
I would just, like, probably punch him. I would get myself into, like, some shit. Like, I would walk off the field, too. That's why I don't get why people are so mad at you for that.
What would you – let me do that example. Jay, get the fuck out of here. You're done. What are you doing?
I'll go home.
Yeah.
and you did it in style. Like, that shit was lit. But that – I mean, I'm
– If they think AB is bad,
Jake.
Yo, this kid in the NFL, nah.
Jake, you probably would have mooned him, huh? Were you the moon?
Yeah, like with a Randy Moss shit.
Well, yo, don't put that energy out there. You're hindering his chances to get picked up now. Jake could be a good teammate.
Jake's been knocking boys out. He ain't got time to run around with these guys, right, Jake?
No, I'm just saying, like, after I go, like, I'm going to go 10-0, and then I'll probably just see if I can make it in the NFL. Because I'm going to be, what, like, 29? I'm going to be, like, athletic prime. I can run a 4.45 second 40-yard dash, and I got hands. What else do I got to do?
What does the path look like for boxer extraordinaire, YouTube,
Ultraman.
Jake Paul to go to the NFL. What does that look like?
I mean, Jake Paul, he been doing what people say he couldn't do, you know, from the beginning. So
I just have one question, because I've been, as soon as you said it on Impulsive that one episode, I was like, I just feel like being an NFL athlete isn't one of those things you could do. You can learn how to box in a year. Anyone can.
Completely disagree that that's very ignorant.
You could
learn how to box in a year. No, you have to be naturally gifted, be able to take a punch, be crazy enough to get in there.
You think you're naturally gifted in football, bro? You're insane enough to get in a boxing ring and fight another man repeatedly. And this at the end of your right hand, I seen it. It's some sort of cannonball, like. Something's going on there, right? But in football, there's a whole other set of skills. Like, your calves are way too big, fam. Look at these things. Jasper made the joke last night. He could hop off the top of the Empire State Building and just land. Because these things, you got 2-liter soda bottles in your calves. They're going to slow you down.
That's what creates the speed.
Jake got to play defense.
But you think he could just hop into the sport? AB?
I think on the defense.
Bro, I think I've seen so many corners and safeties that don't wrap up when they tackle, and they just let receivers blow right past them. Like, I saw a crazy just touchdown the other day. I mean, it happens all the time. The corners, like, just, like, let it go right past them. And obviously everything looks easier on you when you're watching on TV, but I know that. Like, people are like, oh, just hit him with the right hand, or we just win the fight in the first round. Like, it's a lot harder than you think.
but I think also, like, people are gonna start looking at boxing and what these guys and KSI and all the other players in that space have done to bring eyes to the sport. And I think, like, as crazy as it sounds, it's only a matter of time before other entities, other sports, other industries start to say, yo, we want to take advantage of that same thing, no matter how crazy it is. Yo, NASA's budget is down because not enough kids know about NASA. We're sending Jake Paul to the fucking moon this year. Like, you laugh, everybody laughs, but, like, imagine getting another billion impressions for NASA this year just by putting Jake Paul doing a couple walks on the moon and maybe
with them big ass calves.
You know how high he could jump on the moon with those calves?
Probably as high as I wanted. I would float into the universe.
It's all gone. It's gone.
I bet. So y'all gonna be teammates. You can find it the same team. And
here's what I'm saying. I gotta test it out. I gotta run some routes. That's what I was gonna do. I was gonna just go see what's good.
I ran some routes with Cam Newton. I saw that. He was doing pretty good. I felt okay with that performance, especially because, bro, I got butterfingers, fam. Like, I got no hands. In high school, I missed the ball, and they go, look, ma, no hands. I'm fast. I can, like, hit people, but I could never catch. And Jake, I'll tell you something. Catching footballs from an NFL quarterback, this ain't no Ken Axel shit. that was my high school quarterback. Ken Axel. Yeah. No disrespect, Ken Axel. He's just a lot of touchdowns. He's a great player.
He's at home right now.
But it's different, bro. Cam Newton, you take about 10 of those balls, and then your hands are sore and bruised.
Bro, that's, again, it's like one day. Imagine if I dedicated 6 months every day to do that.
I'm just letting you know.
You had gloves on?
I did have gloves on, yeah.
Yeah,
don't wear gloves when you go. You don't wear gloves all the time, right? You say you go raw.
I can't tell.
Right? Ray Lowe?
Who are you talking to, bro? First off, I always go raw. I needed the hot sauce because I ain't got the condom. You know what I'm saying? But yeah.
No hot sauce.
AB, I got a loaded question for you right now. Contract comes in, $10 million, fight night.
Yeah.
And they're like, you could fight either Logan or Jake.
Yeah.
Which one are you picking?
None of them.
That was not an available answer to that.
I just beat the box, man. I ain't beating up, like, boxing, you know?
Bro.
Oh, you just don't want to fight, you're saying?
I told Logue 25 mil. Logue, you see how the price keep going reverse? I told him 3 years ago in 2019 the price was 24 million. He said, he looked at me and thought I was crazy. He called me the next morning and says 2 to 4 million. The price got to go up.
50. Fuck. 50 M's.
50 M's?
Ethereum. Straight to your wallet. All you got to do is
that
fight
one. That shit might go down, though.
All you got to do is fight one of the Paul brothers. Beat him. You choose your boss. Who do you want? Who do you want to fight?
I want to play football, man. God, you got dang, me all over God. The place.
No, bro.
I'm just asking you the questions, gun to head, man.
He even is gonna choose me. Man, maybe I got no wins.
This offseason, maybe we'll play football.
No hands.
Maybe this offseason we'll play football together with Spa. I knew Logan beat up all the Grunk brothers. That was a big topic in our locker room when you came and beat those guys up. Maybe this offseason when I get my ankle cleaned up, we do a little healthy sparring, maybe do some routes.
Yeah.
I'm emerging these guys' world. They merge in my world. We collab a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. This is you know? Be, there's no idea, beef, right? Bro.
Like a fun day.
We have a fun day.
A fun just, sport day.
Yeah.
I'm with that.
It's like a field day, but we'll make it like our field day, you know?
Where are you based?
Wherever we want, you know? We got locations everywhere.
Do you have a location right now? Do you live in an actual structure of any kind?
Of course.
Where does that exist?
Everywhere.
It's a flood move. Wherever it's a mobile home. Living.
It's a mobile home. It's a mobile home.
An RV.
Nah, some big shit.
Big shit.
It's a big ass RV.
Big old AB, shit. Where the fuck do you live, bro? What city do you live in, dog?
Colorado, Tampa, Pittsburgh, LA, wherever.
Got
New York.
Got it.
You know?
Got it.
Got paths to go, like rooms to go.
You have a good birthday?
Me, yeah.
Yeah, man. How was the party, man?
Bro.
Give me both mics.
Give me both mics. Yo, my party was lit. Like, one of the best 24 hours of my life. Like Logan said, it was just incredible. Like, nothing else. Like, I'm still having...
What did you do that was crazy?
Bro, 1 second I was jumping a dirt bike. Then I was, like, riding a razor through the snow. Then I was shooting guns. Then a guy was backflipping a motorcycle over me. I had sex in the woods in the snow.
Yeah, middle of nowhere.
That's
yeah,
right.
In the middle of the snow.
Did you catch blue balls in the snow?
No, bro. So.
In the middle, do you see like animals out there or no?
I didn't see an animal.
I was hooking up with a girl in the woods once, and a deer walked by, and that was pretty cool. So I swear to God.
Did he ask for a piece of that?
Too? Yeah, yeah. I let him hit. I said, oh, deer. And I let him hit. All right. I think it's it. I think we got it all. Is there anything else, bro?
Yeah, man. I miss you guys, man.
Yeah, bro. We got to chill more. You're everywhere, though. It's, you know, you're tough to track. I'm glad we got you here.
Last time I saw you, brought like three girls over that time.
That was me? That was me. Doesn't sound like me. Maybe someone else. Well, I could do that again if you want. Just let me know. Let me know when to show up, and I'll be there. AB, thanks for coming on, bro.
No, bro,
yeah, this was fun. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to this episode of Impulsive. We love you. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time, Jake. Thanks for the special appearance, bro.
Thank you, guys. Have
fantastic. All right, take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.